What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, let's talk to Ruben Frank. He's on the beat, obviously, covering the Eagles day by day. He's also on the Hall of Fame beat this weekend, which is a pretty cool thing to be at. He's in Canton, Ohio, where I was at one time. The Pro Football Hall of Fame is really a special place in America. Eric Allen was a special person and a special player for the Philadelphia Eagles for a long time. And he goes into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Let's welcome Ruben Frank right now. Rube, good morning.
Hey, guys.
I'm excited for you that you're out there, Ruben. What a great assignment, and what a great person and player to be able to track the next couple of days, man. Eric Allen is so deserving, Ruben.
Yeah, he really is, and I think he got overshadowed a little bit because of Reggie. People kind of looked at that team and that defense as Reggie and some other guys, and gosh, it took him 24 years.
Yeah.
He only had one more year of eligibility to get in, so he waited a long time. 58 interceptions, 9 pick sixes. I mean, the numbers are there. The smartest player I've ever been around, the smartest player I've ever seen.
Wow.
You know, he didn't have incredible – I mean, he wasn't the fastest guy, the biggest guy, any of that stuff, but nobody prepared more than Eric Allen. Nobody knew what the quarterback was doing better than Eric Allen, and that's what made him a great player.
Ruben, I thought he was double overshadowed. So you bring up rightfully the overshadow with Reggie, and, you know, Seth in many ways got more acclaim. Jerome, obviously, in his time was – you know, beloved and incredible. I thought he was overshadowed by Eagles. I also thought he was overshadowed. And listen, these other guys were better, but it didn't mean Eric Allen shouldn't have been a Hall of Famer way earlier. His era was Dion, Rod Woodson, and to a certain extent, a portion of his career, Darryl Green. And I thought that also hurt Eric. But that doesn't mean he shouldn't have been a Hall of Famer a decade ago. I mean, come on. Look, what is he... How is it for him? Have you gotten an opportunity to see him out there yet? And what's on tap the next couple of days?
Yeah, I spent a bunch of time with him yesterday in Canton. And, he's so thrilled to be here. It's funny because he says he never felt like it wasn't going to happen. He was so confident.
Wow.
He said he just believed that the voters would eventually kind of look at the numbers. And his numbers are really similar to Deion's. You know, 58 picks, 9 pick sixes. Obviously, Deion did other stuff.
Sure.
Was an incredible player. But, he just had this calmness. He said when he got the call, he just wasn't jumping up and down for joy. He's really happy, but he kind of expected it, which is really cool. He's just that's the kind of person he is, just a really positive guy. He's thrilled to be out here. I spent some time yesterday with Sterling Sharp and Eric, who first met at the East-West game their senior year in college. So
wow.
38 years ago. So they've known each other for a long time. They're going in together. Only four guys going in tomorrow. So it's a special day. A lot of those guys, Seth, Clyde, Heath Byers, Keith Jackson, Randall, they're all going to be here tomorrow. They're all here now. So it's a really cool way to get that group back together. And obviously we lost, you know, guys, you mentioned Jerome. Oh. We lost Wes Hopkins. We lost Andre Waters. So many great players from that group. But
yeah, and Mike Pitts and Reggie. I mean, it's incredible. They lost five guys from that defense alone. Incredible.
Yeah.
Rube, let me ask you the age-old question. because you mentioned Reggie and the overshadowing of Eric Allen. Defensive line makes it easier and better for cornerbacks. Cornerbacks make it easier and better for defensive line because they hold their spot. They don't give it up. The receiver isn't open. He gives you extra split second. Boom, you got the sack. Who helped who more? The Eagles defensive line helping Eric Allen or Eric Allen helping the Eagles defensive line?
Well, I don't know who helped more. I mean, Reggie's one of the greatest defensive players ever, and you know, so they helped each other, and that's what made it a great defense. There was really no weak links on it. I mean, they had great linebackers, rushers, the interior, obviously secondary. So it was just one of those defenses from 89 to 93. So 2 years under Buddy, and then Bud Carson, and then you know Emmett Tommy. They were the best defense in the NFL for a 5 year period, and you don't do that with just one guy.
No question.
11 of them.
Yeah,
and they had them.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's great to have a second Hall of Famer from that group. Reuben Frank with us from Canton. By the way, Beat the Hammer coming up in about 10 minutes. So be ready to call when I give you the cue to call. Be the contestant. This is a big one, by the way. I'm going for 290. Ooh. So looking forward to claiming that big victory coming up in a few minutes. Rube, let's talk present day Eagles. You've been at all these practices. Number one thing that has stood out to you from training camp so far is what?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I would say the secondary, the coverage, has been unreal. I mean, Quinyon has taken a leap in year two, and you know how good he was last year. All those guys, I mean, they have linebackers that can cover. They're making it really tough for the offense to get going, and you know how good this offense is. So it's been, I think this defense has a chance to be really, really good despite all the people that they lost. A lot of unknowns and some question marks still in the secondary, but I've just been dazzled by the secondary and the coverage and just how much better some of these guys. You see Cooper taking another step forward, Quinyon, and you know, they're just really solid. And it's really kind of, actually, Mike Quick was talking about how similar this defense is to their defense with Eric Allen and Reggie White, where like last year the defensive line got so much credit and the secondary was really, really good and people maybe overlooked them. Similar to back in the day, back in the late 80s, early 90s. But this secondary is going to be good even without Slay and you know, without Avante Maddox. They'll somehow get by without James Bradbury. yeah, I mean, that's been the biggest thing I've seen.
Rube, Keely Ringo, Adoree Jackson, how's it going to be decided?
Yeah, it's been back and forth. I think Adoree got a good start. The first few days he was better. Keely struggled. And then Keely had, you know, I wasn't there yesterday. I was out here in Canton, but Keely had a good day, whatever that last day I was there. And so it's going to be back and forth. I think it's close. You know, neither one is a perfect a player, but they both have, I mean, Keely's got that incredible length and athletic traits. He's just got to be more consistent. And then Adoree Jackson's got the experience and the know-how and the savvy. So I think they want Keely to win the job. They want the young guy, the draft pick, to win the job. But it's close right now. And if I had to pick one guy, I think Adoree's a little bit ahead of him, but there's a long way to go.
Ruben, so we got a preseason game in 6 days, which is unbelievable for the Eagles. I mean, there was one last night in Pro Football, the Hall of Fame game. But so as a reporter, do you even bother to ask Sirianni anymore about whether starters are going to play in the first game? Like, if you do, do you just feel ridiculous asking the question? Like, you literally know the answer.
Yeah, I try not to ask questions that are not going to get an answer. Like, if you know it's not going to, like, you might get two questions to Nick. Why would you ask him one that he's not going to answer? It doesn't make sense. So somebody's going to ask it. I don't know why, but, you know, that's not going to change. And look, it's been proven to work. And
it has.
It's been proven to be the correct way to do it. And the risk of getting somebody hurt is just not worth it. So you go see. I like seeing these young guys play in preseason games. I like seeing the unknown guys and the street free agents and the rookies. So that's what it's going to be. And you'll see a lot of Tanner McKee, a lot of Dorian Thompson-Robinson. And, yeah, and you take it for what it's worth.
Last question. You mentioned Tanner McKee, Ruben. So we get ready to see him in 6 days. Let me ask you this. In the next 2 years, do you think he's a starter in pro football? I do. I think he's a starter somewhere. Do you think so?
He's that good, yeah.
Yep.
I really do, and I think those two games at the end of last year, I'm sure Howie got offers for him, but you know, he was going to be number two this year, so he wasn't going to move him unless he got a really ridiculous offer. He's really good. You watch him at practice, like, how is this guy a six-round pick? He's got a cannon. He's accurate. He's smart. He's got that great size. He really commands the huddle. He's confident. I asked Jalen about Tanner the other day, and he said, you know, when Tanner got here, like, he would ask me questions, and I would do my best to answer him. He's like, now we ask each other questions. Wow. It just tells you how far this kid has come, that Jalen kind of sees him as a guy he can learn from, that he can turn to for advice and information about the defense and all that stuff, which is really amazing for a six-round pick who started one game in his career to have that kind of value. But he's that good.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think he's great insurance. If Jalen were to get hurt, you never want to lose the opportunity to win a Super Bowl if you have a Super Bowl-caliber roster. I think he's, you know, very likely one of the better backup quarterbacks in pro football, which is great. Rube, have a good time this weekend, man. I'm happy for you that you're out there, and we look forward to talking to more soon about the present-day Birds. Good stuff. Thanks, Rube.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.